one set to kill. Don't go astray. Don't even try. Keep it away, 'cause your dollars can't buy life. Hello listeners, it's Justin here from Wilding, and I would love it if you subscribe to 2SER FM this radiothon. Just visit 2SER.com.
If we look at the border of Queensland and New South Wales, there's a blocking of the river and the water that's coming down through my country in the middle of the river system, the Darling River. I mean, that stopped a lot of the water. If you look to the north of us, you've got stations like the Cubby Station that holds, that have got dams that hold more water than the Sydney Harbour, that are controlling the waters, and we're in the middle that got nothing. And down in the Murray, you got the water there that's controlled by the big, walnuts and rice and all that, big company that's controlling the water down there. It's water management, that's a big problem. I think it's the corporate greed, it's capitalism that's killing our country, killing our waterways. We're going to stop that. I believe that we need to get to our leaders, get to our people that represent us, to start making proper laws and start to acknowledge our existence, we're our nations as well. And I think non-Indigenous people need to be a part of that as well. I mean, non-Indigenous people need to help us in our future decisions, in our walk on this country. I believe that First Nation people are the pillars of this country. We should be leading this country in our climate decisions, in what affecting us today. And I think First Nation people are now coming together. We're starting to unite. We're connecting up. It's a part of time and history now. I believe it's very, very special because we are the now, and I think we live in this environment, and I think it's time that non-Indigenous people need to sit down with us and have these real conversations. For so long, we've been excluded, and now it's time to make them come to us. Come sit on the rivers with us. Sit on our riverbank. Start talking to our First Nation people. We have a lot to educate non-Indigenous people. We have a lot to educate the leaders of this country. And I think it can happen. If not, we will make it happen. We've got to make these big corporates accountable. Where's the accountability here? There's been a lot of corruption that's happening, not just at a local level, but in federal and state levels as well. They've got to be exposed. I believe that we need to look outside of Australia for answers as well to the wider community. We need to get support from international communities and start putting pressure on our government.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about too in Western Australia, is all of the billionaires and millionaires that are actually buying up water. How do you actually deal with that and protect it when we've got national water laws, but they don't seem to be impacting and stopping that progression? How do you deal with those issues?
Well, they're violating our rights. They're violating the laws. They're violating international laws. So when are we going to start making them accountable? They're the ones that are breaking the law. They're not acknowledging our law. They're not acknowledging our LOW here.
Yeah, exactly. And these are the issues that you see, Anne, as well, on country, where country's being bought up by billionaires and resource greed, if we put it into that way that Uncle Bunner's explained too, on the sea country. So how do you actually deal with that? Do you actually take people like that and sit them on the river, or and do you wait, or what's your ideas about how that can work on your country?
I think one of the things is we've got a history in the Kimberley of when we stand in unity, that solidarity has got capital. So I think one of the things at the moment is looking at how does the Kimberley Land Council and the Muttawarra Council, which is six nations along the Fitzroy River, how do we stand in solidarity together? How do we work together as leaders on the region who are looking at what is being proposed for the Kimberley? And what we're saying is that it's time as sovereign people to act sovereign. And so what we need to do is that it's time to redefine who we are as a nation. Where do principles of equity and justice sit? Not just justice for people, but justice for multi-species justice. I think one of the things, as I said at the beginning, was there's been this declaration of peace through the treaty conversation, but I think it's time not only for peace, but to start to look at how do we start to get constitutional reform? Because I think one of the things that we need to do is what the old people say, wake up the snake. Wake up the consciousness of the people to bring the people with us. Because as Bruce and Bunner are saying, is that we're only, you know, a very small percentage, and we're trying to share a story that this nation belongs to all of us, and that we're heavily relying on a partnership with our non-Indigenous family to be able to rise up and look at it's time for our ancient Indigenous wisdom to inform legal pluralism, to inform governance, to include equity for all. It's time to build a coalition of hope. It's time to look at new ways of place-based governance around bioregions and watersheds. It's time to transition from the old economies. We care about people working in oil and gas. What does just energy transition look like for them? Indigenous people in the Kimberley particularly hold a great deal of opportunity assets to look at driving the new economies. We're so close to Indonesia with renewable energy. The bioprospecting that I talk about, that you know about, Virginia, is that there is great ways to make wealth, but it can't be in the destruction of our lands, our living waters, and our people. So it's time for justice. It's time for equity. It's time for our nation to redefine who we are, because the nation is not free, because we're living under an illusion that we're living in a democracy when we're living under a constitutional monarchy. So in order for us to be free, it's time to grow up and head towards a just republic, because the biggest problem I see in the work that I do is the imposition of states. And that is how colonialism was formed in this country, around the states. It's time to disband them. It's time to get on with regionalism. It's time for us to form a coalition of hope. Indigenous people need to lead this dialogue. I remember many, many years ago when someone came to me and said, will you run for the Greens? And I went back to my elders and I said, oh, these mob want me to run for the Greens Party. You know what they said to me? You go back and tell them we're the dark Greens. We're the dark Greens. We've always been conservationists. We've always been the ones who've held the biodiversity in our hands. We've always been the ones to show that this multiple capital is there to share first with Indigenous people, then with the rest of the nation, and then outward into the world. We have solutions to right-size the planet. This Indigenous wisdom coming from Indigenous people all over the world, what the elders are saying is that unless we're listening to this Indigenous wisdom, we won't be able to right-size the planet. So we live in a world of hope. We live in a world where we must build coalitions. We live in a world where ancient wisdom needs to drive the new development agenda. And it's time for justice and equity for our people right now, but also justice for our rivers, our living water systems. It's time to create peace with Indigenous people and with nature, and we need to lead that as the first dark greenies. Thank you.
Yes, well, I think that's really well put. And also, it, historically, it makes a very good sense. So, you know, the whole idea too, and we've been also very active in that climate change space. How do we make, you know, not only international bodies, but also awaken our national bodies to the whole idea that we can see those environmental indicators in the land, that it's certainly hurting and it does need healing. So how do we actually bring that climate change message and also healing waterways? You know, how do we actually do that?
I think one of the things is to realise that rivers are living systems. They hold memory. So the memory of the people gone before us, the memory of the people who will come after us is very much within that cultural landscape. These are living systems. And so we need to respect them. We need to nurture them. We need to save them. But I just wanted to make the plug that we're talking about living systems. The country is alive. The rivers are alive. The sea is alive. So we've got to come back to what are these values that Indigenous people have held from the beginning of time, and how do we bring those values into looking at where we need to go, particularly in the new economies and the way forward. But we can't do anything without including country and the living water systems, because that has been our greatest leader, our greatest mentor, the creator being that shows that together we have the song lines that connected us from the beginning of time right through to today. We are wakening up the non-Indigenous people who come to country. Like Bana said, we can show you how to feel and hear country. We can show you how to feel and hear the sea. We can show you how to communicate with animals. And we can show you that animals can teach us how to be decent and true human beings. So from all of that, what we're saying as Indigenous people is that we are opening up our world and this gift of wisdom and love. And we want to share it with our fellow Australians, because this is now your home. You have now a law of obligation to protect the rivers, to protect the sea, to protect the whales, to protect every living species that live within these systems. So we are coming with a gift of wisdom. It's actually free. We're not charging you. We're saying, if you want to open up your mind and learn what it means to be an Australian, connect with Indigenous leaders like ourselves, get to know country, get to form a relationship with country, and we too will help you move into the new economies. But we must start with a point of what justice and equity looks like, and we must start with the principles of it's time to create peace with Indigenous people and with nature, and we just got to get on with it, otherwise we won't be here in 10 years' time.
And another issue too that we've just been raising is that tomorrow the fracking parliamentary inquiry closes. So that might be of interest to a number of people that are on tonight, and they might also want to participate, because, you know, all of that passion and wisdom and connecting with country is so valuable. But we also know that those inquiries, and they've had one in South Australia with Aboriginal governance and inquiry, but also the fracking issues are huge, especially in the Northern Territory and many other places across Australia. So, you know, how do we actually deal with mining in this space as well?
I think, because we've got a distraction of COVID-19 restrictions and all that going on, we don't seem to be getting around to keep an eye on our country. I think what we need mostly is just to either get volunteers from our families and from, you know, Indigenous tribe around this country. You can either train them or go out as a volunteer and do what our ancestors have done. Go out and monitor, you know, continuous observation of country. In that way, you can see who's doing the wrong things in the country. You know, we need to get into all this modern equipment, like, you know, cameras and things and little, what do you call them, things, drones, and fly them up to see who's out there digging a hole out there, or who's out there dumping rubbish out there. Or even have people in, get them trained how to drive a boat and get out in the ocean and drive and see who's out there, you know, just like what Sea Shepherds are doing and all that. We need continued observation of our country, land and sea and river. In that way, we can see who's there, you know, trying to do oil exploration or gas exploration or mining exploration. And then you need to report them and, you know, get them up to kick them out of there. And we've got to start standing up and doing things like that to keep this continuous observation of this country. Otherwise, there'll be nothing left of it at the moment. It's just got holes in it everywhere at the moment. If you get up and fly in a big jumbo and you look down, you'll be surprised what you see, you know. Mm. It's incredible. And that's why I got the idea to write that song, Island of Greed. When I looked down, I saw these holes. And you know what? When they dig holes, they don't even cover it up. They don't clean the mess up. They leave it open. Mm. And like our ancestors and elders say, you do not know what you're unearthing. You are unearthing the demon. And you know what I mean by demons? Mm. That's going to come out and haunt you for the rest of your life. That's going to come out in poison. That's going to come out in every sort of thing that is in the past life before mankind, you know, before the time of dinosaurs, when the land was corrosion. And our geological people dig down and they, on every level, you'll see what happened, you know, 100 years ago or 700 years ago. So that sort of thing they're talking about when now people know about that, is the demons going to come out. They're going to come out as demons and poison, toxins to disease like we've got right now today, you know, a virus that we don't know what it is, you know. We must keep a continuous observation of our country, sea, waters, rivers, and everything. In that way, we'll keep track of what the government is doing to this country and what the government is doing to our people, country, simple as that. And that's another way we can protect it, because we got to speak up for it. And if we don't speak up now, speak up for our rights and speak up for what belongs to it. It's all assets. It's our fortune. Once again, I'll say, it's our fortune. What is our fortune? Because on our country, what's, you know, it's our fortune. It's our assets. It's heritage to us, because it's come from our people who were the first keepers, and we are now the keepers of it. What was theirs, what's theirs, is ours. You know, we are the protectors now. So it's an ongoing job, and that's what we must do, I reckon. And at least we'll know what's happening to our country, and to protect the waters and protect the country and everything that lives in it. And most of all, protect your family as well. And, you know,
you're listening to Earth Matters on the Community Radio Network.
One of the ways we can stop mining is form a grassroots movement, and that's what's happening now. The battle is going to be won through grassroots movement. And I believe it's coming together not only of First Nation people, but of all people. There's a problem globally that's happening with the land, with mining, and the exploitation of our lands, our rivers, our waterways. The only way to stop it is the First Nation people to stand up with the support of the wider community. We need to start getting the right people in the right places. We need to vote in proper leaders, leaders that will represent us. And I think if you look at all the battles that have been won in the past about our environment, that's been done from grassroots people. That's coming from people like you and I. And I think those voices that have been silent for so many years that need to be heard, we need to put that out there. We've got the platform now to do it. We've got to support globally. The water issues and our land problems are not just here, but it's with Indigenous people right across the world. Indigenous people are now starting to come together. We're coming together because it's time. We know that Mother Earth is speaking. Mother Earth is telling us that there's something wrong. The only way only the people that knows that is the people of the land, and that's First Nation people. So that's why the wider community is now coming to us for the answer, because they know that we have the answer, but they need to sit and listen to our First Nation voices. So grassroots, I believe in grassroots. I believe that's where the change is going to come from. It's going to come from people like you and I, not from the top. It's going to come from people in our communities, because we know what we want. We're the one that know and solve our own solutions. And I believe that we can do it, because evidence out there to say that now we're coming together. The dots are joining up. We're coming together. Our voice is now being heard, and we're going to send it globally.
Yeah, that's a very strong message that needs to be heard, Uncle Bruce. Can I just also put a question that someone's asked, is how can Aboriginal people who also have that cultural understanding and appreciation and knowledge, who are also academically trained, so they've gone to university, they've got degrees in environmental law, how can they feel like they're contributing to all of those issues that we talked about today? And Anne, you know, you've gone through, like myself, and I left at 16 and went to work. You've gone from nursing to actually going into attaining academic accreditations. So, you know, is there a space that Aboriginal men and women can actually find a purpose and contribute? That's what they're asking for those answers.
I think one of the most important things is we're dealing with complexity. Definitely Indigenous people with qualifications have an extra bit to add, because they've got lived experience of living with country, living within community. So they can bring that lived experience of colonialism into looking at how do we right-size our nation to start off with. And One of the things we're saying is that as Indigenous people, we've learnt through our lived experience what colonialism means. And what we're saying is that we want to share this with our fellow Australians, because the colonialism now is through the corporations and the multinational companies. So what we've got is governments now fueling and funding on corporate welfare this multinational stories that are going everywhere that is destroying our world. So I think one of the things we're saying is that this is actually now happening to you, everyone. The colonial framework that Bruce talked about around capitalism, this is why the world is in the situation that it's currently in, because of the narcissistic epidemic of greed. My old people say greed got them beat. So how do we start to look at other forms of capital? And this is where we're saying is that countries, such an amazing living system, the birds, the trees, taking people on country, walking them through country, getting them to understand what it means to feel and hear country, whether it's in the sea, whether it's in the desert, whether it's in the rivers. So what we're saying is that we have a responsibility and a law of obligation to work with our non-Indigenous friends, family, fellow Australians, and bring them on the journey, because we really need to be mobilising this at a systemic change at so many different levels. So what we're saying is that just get out there. What somebody said to me one time when I was in America was, if you want to be a brave, you got to be brave. So extend yourself. Find Indigenous people in the city, in the country, in, you know, regions. Get to know us. Your world will totally change once you start to develop a relationship with Indigenous people. Your world will become so much fuller, so much brighter. You'll see the world and be in the world a different way. So what I'm saying to those Indigenous people out there is that we all need each other. We all come from lived experience. We all come from multiple disciplines. The challenge is now, how do we sit around the table and bring all this wisdom and knowledge and share it with fellow Australians, but indeed the world? Because we have the solutions. Indigenous people have the solutions for right-sizing the planet, for healing our toxic living systems. Wake up the consciousness that we need multiple ways to tell the story. We need song, we need dance, we need ceremony. We need to get out to country and let's feel the vibration at the sea when we're standing on the Great Australian Bight and singing out and calling to the whales. We need this when we communicate with the crocodiles, with the birds, the fish, you know, the system that is so changing in the Murray-Darling Basin, in the Barker. We need to share our stories between the Barker and the Muddawarra. We need to share what the rivers are saying with each other. How can Muddawarra learn from the Barker? How can Barker learn from Muddawarra? So all of these things is be brave, get out there, share our stories, share our dreaming, share our ceremonies, but get to teach fellow Australians, particularly even Indigenous people, how to feel and hear the voice of country and our living water systems, whether they're in the desert, the river or the sea. So yeah, be brave, get out there, try new things, have a go. This is what our country used to be one time, a fair go for all. We need to bring that fair go back for all of us, but particularly for Indigenous nations. Thank you.
What I think we're all trying to say is, look, there's people out there that want to contribute. You know, people out there that have been through university, that's got the skills, got the ability now to come into our communities and help us change our community. That's what we're asking for. You know, we need scientists. We need people, know people in laws. We know, you know, all those sorts of people we need now to be able to fix the problem we're in. But most and foremost, we need proper leaders and, you know, proper politicians. We need a proper prime minister, all those people. We need those people. So what we're saying is now we need to start coming together. That's our challenge, to bringing it together, to make things right, to talk about the wrongs of the past. But it's us, we are the now. We are going to make footprints to the future. We're going to make decisions for our children and their children's children. So what we're saying is come with us, walk with us. We're on that journey. Come and join us. Come be on that journey with us. Let's be on the journey. We will reach our destination. But everyone needs to contribute, First Nation and non-Indigenous people.
You know, we need to all come together and work together, you know, to continue to and fix these problems that we have today and sort it out, because we need to be treated better in life and get a fair go in this country, a fair go for the First Nation people, most important thing, so that we can build a relationship as, you know, Indigenous people and non-Indigenous people in, you know, white Australia. So this is what we, I think, what needs to happen is let's build this relationship and work together and come together is very important. If not, you know, we still got our law and our customs that we need to push to continue to teach our young people and continue to our practices, you know, with ceremonies, crumbies and rituals and celebration of our life and existence as Indigenous First Nation people of this country. So that's most important to stand proud for. But we have a fight on our hand, and we need to push hard, and we need everybody to, even if they want their country looked after, they need to get up and step on the platform with all of us together, in that we have one big, powerful, strong voice together, and that, well, hopefully the government might listen to everybody. You know, if we, you know, we need more people, so we just can't be treated as being under the thumb all the time. We need to be treated equally in this country. We're getting told for that, under the thumb. So.
You've been listening to Earth Matters on the Community Radio Network. Today on the show we heard part 3 of a 3-part episode called Healing Our Waterways, and it's from the NAIDOC 2021 series, Heal Country, Heal Climate. This webinar series is hosted by the Indigenous Peoples Organisation Australia at indigenouspeoplesorg.com.au and Better Futures Australia at betterfutures.org.au. And if you missed part of the show today, you can find the podcast and all the details of the speakers at 3cr.org.au/Earth Matters. And if you're already listening via a podcasting service, we'd love you to subscribe. And why not rate us and give us a review to help spread the word? Earth Matters would like to thank the Community Broadcasting Foundation for their generous support and the Community Radio Network for all their hard work in getting this show out to you. Earth Matters is produced at 3CR Community Radio in Fitzroy, Nam, and we can be contacted at earthmatters3cr@gmail.com. And you can also find us on your socials. That's all for today, but don't forget, tune in next week for more environmental and social justice stories.
Hey, it's Peter Blackie Black here. Blackie or Peter Black, I don't care what you call me, but turn up your radio so you can hear me when I yell at you that I'm a very proud and passionate subscriber to 2SCR, a station that supports its local artists, has a plethora of wonderful programs, new segments where you don't need a pinch of salt with it. I mean, I could really, really go on and on, but trust me, I love these guys and I want to keep them on air, and you want to keep them on air. So dig deep and subscribe today. Thank you.
Ways of being somehow impervious to irony. The eye is seeing, no longer malleable to chivalry. The tires are singing on the broken bits of bitumen. The clouds are bringing a dearth of mental acumen. Somehow stuck, movement involuntary. Out of luck, potent idiosyncrasy. Read the riot act and it didn't ring untrue. Hypochondriac, what's this insolent to do? Looking down onto the green grass from a plane that is now yawing. I am yawning in the clouds. I am ignoring all the warnings. Looking down upon the rubble, I am drifting and descending. There's a meaning I am bending.